Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek, glad to have you with me here. Today is July the 29th. It's the memorial of St. Martha. So guess who we're going to talk about. That is correct. We are going to talk about St. Martha. Now, specifically, what are we going to talk about? This question. Have you ever said this? Lord, don't you care? Right? Have you ever said that? Well, that's exactly what Martha said when Jesus was letting Mary do nothing while Martha was doing all the work. You know the story of Martha and Mary? Well, we're going to talk about that today. What a question. Lord, don't you care? Why aren't you getting involved? And let's be honest, we all think that at times. And if you don't now, there's been a time, I'm sure, that you have thought that. Why doesn't he get more involved? Why isn't he more active in our lives? Why does he let things happen to me without helping me? At least that's what we feel. We'll talk about that today because I think that's one of those questions that we just have to address. Because if we don't address it, we're going to begin to resent Jesus and think that he doesn't get involved, that he doesn't care. We're eventually going to stop turning to him for our needs, right? So that's why we're going to talk about it today. Martha is such a great saint. She gives us such a great example of what not to do, I want to say. But there's a lot of good things we could say about Martha, too. Well, obviously, she's a saint, right? So that tells us something. But we're going to talk about Martha and Lord, don't you care? That's going to be the topic today. And I certainly care about you. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a good day. I don't know what the weather is like in your area. It's hot here, but we've been having a period of hot weather here in southern New Jersey. But I enjoy it. I'll take it. I'm not going to complain. I'm in the air conditioned house, so everything is good here. Hey, if you haven't done so already, don't forget to sign up for my daily email newsletter or devotional, whatever you want to call it. Let not your heart be troubled. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com. You know, the other thing I wanted to tell you, I keep forgetting to mention this. If you listen to this podcast, and obviously if you're listening to me, you're listening to this podcast. Pretty clever of me to figure that out, right? Would you please consider giving it a rating, especially if you're listening on iTunes? That helps my visibility. So if you're able to give it a good rating, that helps more people to become aware of the podcast because it'll get promoted better. So if you would please consider rating the podcast, maybe putting a comment in, that would give me more visibility, and it will enable me to reach more people. So I would appreciate you doing that if you could, if you like the show. If you don't, you're probably not listening. So I'm assuming if you like the program, if you're listening, you like the show. So if you do that, if you'd kindly consider giving me a review, I would really appreciate it. It takes a couple seconds, if that, to just click on how many stars you want to give the show. Okay? I thank you in advance for that. Hey, before we talk about Martha and the whole idea of don't you care, Lord, let's pray. Let's turn to Jesus today. Let's ask Jesus to be with us over the course of the program, to send his Spirit to come alive in us, to give me the words, to open our minds, and all the stuff that we normally pray for. Let's do that now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we turn to you in prayer today, knowing that you hear us, knowing that you are thrilled that we're turning to you in prayer. Sometimes, Lord, we forget that you had human emotions. Even though you were divine, you were also human. You had a human heart. You were able to feel sadness. You were able to feel joy. And we know, Lord, because of that, you can feel happy when we turn to you in prayer, when we spend a little time with you, when we comfort you, when we just say, I'm going to drop things and spend time with Jesus. We know that makes you happy, Lord. So we do that now. We turn to you. We thank you for all that you have done for us and continue to do for us. We thank you for leading us to the Father, for allowing us to be adopted sons and daughters of our Father in heaven. We thank you, Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for dying on the cross for us. We thank you for continuing to teach us through Scripture and through your church. We're really grateful for that, Lord, and we're grateful for your constant presence in our lives as well. Jesus, as we approach you in prayer, we ask you to help us. Help us this day to remain free from sin. We know that we can only do that by your grace. And we ask for the grace to be able to live out the will of your Father and avoid sin. We pray, Lord, that we can be transformed into your image by the working of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to let us feel your presence. And if we struggle with that, please help us to increase, have an increased sense of your presence, and to be able to see you in all things. Lord, we have many needs. We present them to you now. We ask you to answer our cries for help. We ask you, Lord, to bring about peace in the world, an end to division. We pray, Lord, that your gospel message will continue to spread all around the world, including in those areas where Christians are persecuted. We pray, Jesus, for an end to the coronavirus. We pray for relief for anyone who is affected in any way by the virus on any different level. We pray, Lord, for all who are suffering. We pray for all who don't know you. We pray for those who are lonely, who are suffering from anxiety or doubt or despair or depression. Lord, I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit today so that I can speak your message on the show and open all of our hearts and all of our minds through your Spirit to hear you and to respond to your words. Jesus, I ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimak, and you are listening to Following the Truth. Glad to have you along for the ride. I really am. It's even though, I'll tell you a little secret, even though I can't really see you, I just am so aware of your presence, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you hang out with me each day. It means a lot to me. I hope you do enjoy the show. And remember, for more information about my work, feel free to, or I encourage you, I should say, to visit my website, which is followingthetruth.com. All right, on today's show, I said we're going to talk about Martha. Today's her memorial. We celebrate the memorial of St. Martha, according to the church calendar today. And I want to specifically look at this question of, Lord, don't you care? Because we know what that's like, that feeling of, hey, Lord, don't you care? There are multiple examples of that question being asked in the Bible. We're going to look at a couple of them today. Essentially, what happens is when we're praying, and I probably don't need to tell you this because you know what this is like. We're praying. We're asking for something good. We're not asking for something frivolous. And we don't get a response. Most of us reach that point eventually when we ask that question, Lord, don't you care? Why aren't you doing something? And you know, there's an assumption being made when we ask that question. The assumption is that Jesus is not doing anything, or he's not getting involved, or he's slacking off, or he's deliberately ignoring us. We have to remember that he died on the cross for us, that he's present in our lives always, and that he loves us with an unconditional love. And again, you look at his death on the cross and what he suffered for us, not for himself, but for us, really should eliminate any question of whether or not he loves us. But yet we assume when he's not active that he doesn't care, or possibly that he doesn't love us. And all I will say is to you today is, please at least consider the fact that when Jesus is quiet, when he's silent, when he doesn't appear to be acting, there's a reason. His silence, his inactivity, doesn't mean that he doesn't care. It could very well mean that he's trying to help us to grow in faith. And he doesn't want to just give us what we want when we want it, because we might not be ready for it, or we might just move on to the next problem or forget about him altogether. And he loves us too much to do that. So when he's quiet, or when he answers in a different way, maybe not the way we asked, I just encourage you to give him the benefit of the doubt. We're going to look at Martha's story, and we'll see what Martha did. We'll unpack it a little bit. And I hope you'll come to the conclusion that just because he is quiet, inactive, or not responding in the way you want, that doesn't mean that he doesn't care. It means that he's smarter than we are. And, you know, I've got a pretty thick skull, and I can be proud at times. And it's hard for me to accept this. But I'm learning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to be patient and also to understand that I'm not as smart as Jesus is. All right, sounds silly, doesn't it? But when we question him, when we accuse him of not caring, when we say, I'm asking for something good, why wouldn't you answer? We're really not seeing the big picture, and we are implying that we know more than he does, right? There's no other way around it. That's what we're doing. So let's look at this story of Martha today, as detailed in Luke's gospel. We've talked about Martha and Mary on the program before. It's such a great story. I don't know how I could not talk about it, especially on Martha's day. And let's discuss what it means and how this story can help us. So we're going to look at Luke's gospel, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, I'm going to fix my chair. I should learn to do this before I start the program, don't you think? I do this a lot, and then I move away from the microphone, and I get... Anyway, you don't need to hear that. We're better now. Let's go. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. Or, as the Revised Standard Version Catholic edition of the Bible states, welcomed him into her home. And I like that a little bit better. She welcomed him into her home. So you picture Martha opening the door for Jesus as he visited the home that she shared with her sister Mary. They were good friends of Jesus, and he stopped by to see them. Luke tells us she had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Now that was a sign of respect, of humble submission. You know, she's sitting at his feet. She's learning from him. This is a great example for us. Do we sit at the feet of Jesus and let him speak to us each day, as he does in the gospel, as he's doing right now? Do we do that? Do we spend a little time and let the Holy Spirit guide us through the gospel and ask questions if we don't understand? You know, we can do that. If you read my books, unless you send me an email, you can't really ask me questions as you read. But when we read the Bible, we can ask the author of the Bible questions as we read it. That's when spiritual reading takes on a whole new dimension. It becomes prayer. And that's a good way to get to know Jesus through his words and his messages in Scripture. So Mary sitting at the feet of the Lord, listening to him speak. Now, where's Martha? Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. I love this. I love Martha's approach. Now, one thing I'll say about her, she obviously knew Jesus very well. She was comfortable saying this to him. And Martha, this is classic Martha. If you notice, what she does is not only does she present the problem to Jesus, she gives him the solution. Lord, and she also accuses him of not caring. And that's really what I want to focus on today, this idea. Lord, do you not care? I'm running around. I'm doing all the work. My sister's doing nothing. She has left me by myself to do all the serving. You tell her, Jesus, to help me. Now, there's a lot packed in to those two sentences, isn't there? She assumes Jesus doesn't care. She accuses Mary of not helping her, which she's not. And she also commands Jesus to go to Mary and to tell her to help Martha. Now, you know, if you look at this on the surface, we know how this story turns out. But if this was the first time you were hearing this, you would probably think, well, she's got a point. And I would expect, again, if I never knew about this story, if I never heard it before, I would expect Jesus to go to Mary and say, Mary, why don't you help your sister? You know, but that's not what happens. And you probably know that. The Lord said to her in reply, and I can almost hear the tone of his voice, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. So surprisingly, you know, as he often does, Jesus always, often, I should say, responds to questions in a not exactly a typical way. He surprises his listeners, and that's exactly what he does here. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. Now, we can learn a lot by looking at his answer. The first thing we can learn is that Jesus is not criticizing Martha for working, for serving. That's a good thing. She's doing a really good thing. That's what a hostess should do. She's having Jesus in her house. She's serving him. She's treating him with respect. But note his words. He states that you are anxious and worried about many things. And that's the problem that Martha was encountering. It's not that she was just overworked. She lost sight of why she was doing what she was doing. She had become anxious and worried about what she was doing and lost sight of the fact that Jesus Christ was in her house. And as I said in my email devotional that I sent out today when I reflected on this, Martha welcomed Jesus into her house. That's what happened. She welcomed Jesus into her house, but Mary welcomed him into her heart. My recommendation is that we do both, that you welcome him into your house and into your heart, that you welcome him into your life, that you let him get involved with your day-to-day work, whatever that may be, just like Martha did, but that you don't lose sight of the fact that he's with you and that everything you do is done for him. See, this is what happened with Martha. Had she thought about that, she might not have freaked out as much as she did, but she lost sight of it. So when you're running around your house, running yourself ragged, doing all the work, maybe you're at the office, maybe you're helping out at church, you're burned out, you can't lose sight of Jesus because he's the one you're doing it all for. No matter what you're doing, as a Christian, you should be doing your work or dedicating your work to the Lord as prayer. You know, the morning offering is really good at doing that. You kind of set the stage or set the tone for the rest of the day. I offer you, and actually I think I have a morning offering right here. Yeah, I do. It's very interesting. I think I'm supposed to talk about this. One of the most popular morning offerings states, O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart. In union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all our associates, and in particular for the general intention recommended this month by the Holy Father. So this is one morning offering, but the essence of all morning offerings is offering up everything you do and everything you feel for the rest of the day to Jesus. If you combine what Mary did, sitting at the feet of Jesus, and what Martha did, with the exception of the getting worried and anxious part, that's the Christian life. That's exactly what we should be doing. And so that's a good example for us. We want to be a little bit Martha and a little bit Mary. But this whole question of Jesus, do you not care? This came up in Mark's Gospel, to be specific, Mark chapter 4, verse 38. The storm at sea, when the disciples encounter a major storm on the sea and Jesus is sleeping. You know, he appears to have checked out. When they woke him up, they almost used the same words of Martha. And they said, do you not care if we perish? Do you not care, Jesus? Why did they say that? Because he didn't appear to be actively involved. He was sleeping. Why did Martha say it? Do you not care? Because Jesus was, he was sitting there with Mary and who knows who else was there teaching. Martha was saying, hey, Lord, what are you doing? Why are you sitting still? I need help. Don't you see I need help? Now, Jesus answered both of these requests in different ways. When the disciples woke him up, they were perishing. There was nothing they could do about those waves. Jesus stilled the waves, calmed the sea, and restored peace into their world. In Martha's case, Jesus also answered her plea, her cry for help, but not by changing the circumstances, not by telling Mary to get busy and help out, but by reminding Martha that maybe she was doing a little too much and that she should make a little time for him. You see that? So we can't really say he doesn't care just because he doesn't appear to be active. I mean, we can, but it's not a really fair or accurate accusation. And essentially, he answered both of these requests, but in different ways. Martha, slow up a little bit. You know, you can't run around like this. You got to chill. Because Martha was, according to the gospel, she was burdened with much serving. How much was too much? Well, we don't know. But we know that somewhere along the line, she crossed over into exhaustion or frustration or panic or being overwhelmed. And that's a sign. That's really a sign for all of us that maybe we're doing too much or that we're not turning to Jesus. Martha was right to turn to Jesus. But she should have done it before she let herself get completely overworked. And that's why this morning offering is a good thing. You can use your own words. You don't have to use specific words. But to spend time with Jesus every morning, to hang out with him, to ask for the grace that you need to make it through the day, that is a great practice. And that's something we should all remember and we should all do. I make it a point to do that no matter what else is going on. I get up early enough that I can do that. That I sit in my favorite chair and I get my prayer books out and I spend time with the Lord. I talk to the Father, I talk to Jesus, I talk to the Holy Spirit, I talk to the Blessed Mother, I talk to St. Joseph. I cover all the bases. I hang out with my people in the morning, and I ask for the help that I need. And that's how I make it through the day, without getting stressed out. Now, do I still get stressed out? Sometimes I do. But I get stressed out a lot less, when I turn to the Lord first thing in the morning than when I run around and just get all busy and forget about him. But it's easy to do because if you're like me, you like to get busy. You like to get problems solved. You like to get working. And you can easily forget about asking for help. So today, tomorrow, try to remember that. Do some version of a morning offering. Spend some time with Jesus in prayer. Ask him for help. And then just look for signs of his involvement in your day. You're not always going to see it. Sometimes he is going to be silent. Sometimes he is going to be sleeping in the back of the boat. And when he does that, he's trying to help you to grow in faith. He'll do that. He'll make us trust him. Drives me crazy, but that's the way he operates. So the next time you're tempted to think he doesn't care, think about this story of Martha and Mary, and think about the story of the storm at sea. Two examples where he was accused of not caring, but yet nothing could be further from the truth. He really did care. And he cares about you. He cares about your problems, but sometimes he operates in an unconventional manner. Right? I mean, there's no doubt about that. Sometimes the way he operates is really strange. But that's because he's Jesus. That's because he has so much more insight than you and I do. And that's also because he can bring good out of any situation, anything we mess up. Sometimes he'll let us go a little bit because he wants to teach us something. But he can always reverse the mess that we made. Let's just give him a chance to do that, okay? Hey, listen, if you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And again, going back to yesterday's show with that Imitation of Christ segment, let me know what you thought about that, if you want me to do more of that. I plan to work a few more of those segments in. Again, I'm not sure how they're going to fit or when exactly I'll do it. I guess I probably shouldn't use this term, but I fly by the seat of my pants around here. Maybe I should say I'm guided by the Holy Spirit. That sounds a lot more theologically correct. But that's really what I do. I listen to the readings, I pray, and I really try to follow the Spirit's guidance as to what I should talk about on any given day. But I think it's important that we look at imitating Christ, how we can learn to imitate Christ. And I'll try to work it in. But let me know what you think. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know if you think that's a worthwhile feature, if it helped you in any way. And also, please don't forget to try to leave a rating for this podcast. I would really appreciate it if you're able to leave a donation on my website so I can continue my full-time ministry. I would be grateful for that as well. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you will be able to donate securely through PayPal. So I guess that's about it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you'll start tomorrow with a morning offering if you don't already do that, some form of morning offering. You can Google it. You can find it online. It's easy to find. Or you can just use your own words. Lord, I offer you all of my thoughts, my words, my actions this day. And then when you do that, see, when you do that, everything you do throughout the day, even if you don't actively think of God or Jesus at all, you're still doing it for him because you set it up in the morning. So do your morning offering, spend time with the Lord, and understand that just because he's quiet doesn't mean he doesn't care. He does care. But sometimes, as in the case of Martha, or in the storm at sea, he's got some pretty unconventional approaches to handling our problems. But he really does know what he's doing. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. And I look forward to seeing you, God willing, tomorrow on Following the Truth.